And then, if I may be so critical, on the other side, so Kawhi Leonard, what, 21 and 13. And again, I hate to take the bait. A first take. They continue their conversation.
You think he's better than Kobe, don't you?
Kawhi and Kobe. No. No, but how do they word it? How do they word it today? It was
I don't know. I block
Kawhi
it out.
Is better like killer instinct than Kobe or something.
How do you measure that?
Well, first of all, it's not
it's
true.
It's not true. Absolutely it's not true.
I put
true.
Kobe number two all time in that category. I mean, good
killer.
Lord.
It's reaching for content. Because they can't come up with some. Sometimes I think they should go with some of the stats that we go over and break those down. Because I think those are fascinating. They never bring them up.
Oh, here's what it was.
Embrace debate.
Well, okay.
No,
okay,
but
here
they're
was
reaching
the debate.
For
no,
content
here
that
were the
doesn't
words.
Exist.
Here were the words.
Yeah.
Is Kawhi a better pressure player than Kobe? No! No!
Are we sure about that?
Fact! Yes. Yes, I'm sure about that.
Okay.
And why would they bring that up after a 36-point win? Where was the pressure there?
You know why?
Well, there's nothing to talk about today for them.
Bingo! So let's reach for the stars, Casey Kasem. Let's pull something out of our butt cheeks and just throw it up against the wall. And that's the producer. That's their little three-hour before the show production meeting. It's like, guys, we got to come up with something.
I will tell you the three greatest pressure players I've ever seen: Michael Jordan, bar none. Then Kobe.
LeBron.
And I'll put, no. And I'll put, in a different sport, I'll put Tiger Woods in his prime. Those are the three guys that under pressure, it was not going to affect them. In my lifetime, that's what I've seen with my eyeball test. Nobody else is in a category with them.
Hold on.
I'd say Larry Bird is in a, I think LeBron James.
Tom Brady's not in that category.
Oh, come
Joe
on.
Montana.
Not even, come on.
You think all Kobe right. is better at all his right. sport
how about,
than Montana?
How about David Ortiz?
Actually, I do.
Joe Cool?
And I'm a big fan of Joe Cool. In fact, I would put Joe Cool as my top football player.
I would put Jerry Rice as my top football player.
Aaron Donald.
That's a different conversation.
Oh,
I'm talking about
player.
Joe Cool under pressure. Who's better under pressure?
TB12.
Just don't even start.
You could be in the conversation, but I'm telling you my top three in my lifetime are MJ, Kobe, and Tiger. That's where my conversation starts. That's my list. If you want to differ, that's fine. I will put Joe Montana in the conversation. If Pete wants to say Tom Brady, fine. I can't really argue with it.
I would put Wayne Gretzky in that conversation.
You can.
I put Mario Lemieux in
you
that
can.
Conversation.
But here's the point that we
want.
I would
put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that situation.
Stop for a moment.
Martin Brodeur.
But we will not put Kawhi Leonard in this conversation.
Why not?
Because give me a reason why we should.
He's got a title.
Like his name.
He should probably have two titles.
Should.
If we're going to be straight up with
you know,
one another.
I've never once said about Michael Jordan, you know, he should probably have seven.
No, because
he got what he
no,
what
he should
never
have,
folded under
he,
pressure.
He should have nine, but he went and played baseball for a couple of seasons. So, no, you're wrong about that, Craig. Michael Jordan should have more than what he has.
I put Magic in that conversation, too.
Mariano Rivera. Out.
I will. I'm not going to argue
Derek
with
Jeter.
You guys on that conversation, but I'm not putting Kawhi in this conversation. That's a ridiculous talking point.
I think that's short-sighted of
I
you.
Have, I know. I'd have to pull up the numbers of his clutch. You know,
there's no not, numbers for Kawhi. He's well, not in this conversation.
Well, I got to see more of because he hasn't won as many championships or because he hasn't been
all
in those
above.
Type of pressure situations
all the above.
In the postseason. Because no one's really going to remember regular season. We can do that all day. You know,
you know what I think about Kawhi Leonard? He quit on his team last year when he was healthy enough to play. That's his legacy right now if he never plays another game.
Unfair. He was misunderstood.
Oh, you are out of control.
How many majors does Tiger Woods have coming from behind?
One.
Sorry.
Last
so is that, is that clutch?
I think it's more pressure to protect the lead after 36 holes.
Huh.
And 54.
A lot of people would disagree with that.
A lot of people would be wrong.
Does that mean if Matt Ryan won the Super Bowl, that would be clutch?
Clutch!
28-point lead.
Clutch!
That's a choke job. Right now, you cannot talk about Matt Ryan and clutch. You cannot have that conversation.
No, but by that argument, you protected a 28-point lead if they had.
Which passively adds another ring to your boy.
Yeah,
passively.
Because he was clutch on several third and longs.
Well, and I could actually argue Julian Edelman, most clutch player in that Super Bowl.
Oh, that one, a couple great catches, obviously.
Well, think about it. If that catch doesn't happen, that's a fourth down play, is it not?
Right.
Game over.
And where is
Matt Ryan, Falcons, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, how about
that?
Yeah,
they would have messed it up.
Ooh, Roger Federer, that's a good one.
They're all right. You guys are completely missing my point.
You know what?
Bjorn Borg.
Let's take first takes topic today. Let's run with it, huh? Embrace debate.
But we're having a good debate with other people, Chris. But the point, the problem is the Kawhi Leonard is not even in the conversation. Not.
Well, what would he be in the second? Like, what would you put him in the conversation with?
Non-existent.
Let's do process of elimination. Let's go through every athlete.
We just came up with 10 players before we even got to Kawhi.
Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo, clutch.
I'll take your word
Messi.
For that. I'll take your word
after
for that.
I was going to put Messi in there. Not after yesterday. Buffon. That was not clutch.
Buffon, the goalie for Italy back in the day.
With Craig's theory over here, protecting a big lead means you're clutch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pele, clutch. New York Cosmos. Giant Stadium. Shea Stadium.
I don't know. I think we could have a real conversation today if Kawhi is the best player in the NBA right now.
Well, who would you put Kawhi? Let's see. Now, who would you put Kawhi in?
Here's what I would say about Kawhi. And I said this about Kawhi the other day. Right now.
Captain Marvel coming through in the clutch and end game. I love it. Fact.
Right now, and I'll go back 3 years ago, I could make the argument that Kawhi is a top five player. He's a top five two-way player.
Robert Horry, that's a great one. You put him in maybe Kawhi's
category. Big shot Bob.
Yeah, he made a lot of big shots.
He made a lot of big shots. 10,000 places ahead of Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, I don't know. 10,000.
10,000.
Maybe 9,990.
Oh, come on.
Right, I'll take your compromise.
That's a
Robert Horry has 6 rings, and he was personally responsible for it on buzzer beater shots on 3 of them, I think.
Yeah, 239. I mentioned him. Gigi Buffon, Italian goalkeeper.
Buffon?
No, Buffon.
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 He was awesome. He's won a World Cup.
Oh, Usain Bolt, clutch.
Oh.
He's a closer. He's a closer, Craig. He's faster in the last 50 meters than the first 50 meters.
Mark Spitz back in the day. How many gold medals? 6. And then what's his name?
Mark Spitz went to Indiana University. I'm all
IU. Really? Hoosier.
No. Was he on the swim team?
Good stash. Yeah. Michael Phelps.
I didn't know that.
Missy Franklin. Clutch.
Bruce Jenner.
Clutch.
Which one?
Decathlon. Yeah. Bruce Jenner.
Bruce, not Caitlin.
You know what? I got a problem with Bruce Jenner.
1976, Montreal Olympics.
Bruce Jenner was the first athlete I ever remember. I was eight when he came.
Because he was on Wheaties.
And now he's a chick. What is wrong with this world? This was the first role model athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Now he's on estrogen.
Now he's a chick. What is going on with the world?
Oh, Eric bringing the hot take questions. Who's had the better postseason, guys, Lillard or Leonard?
Ooh.
I got no problem with Leonard's postseason this year. He's been very good.
Yeah, we got to stick to your argument. It's just Kawhi Leonard, isn't it? But who would you put in Leonard's class?
In terms of clutchness, not overall player, just the clutch gene.
I'm still not putting him in the conversation with the 15 guys we've mentioned here today.
Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, another one.
It's another good one. Again, all these people I put above Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, well.
I'm not Craig Stephen A. Sheeman with my hot takes today. 239.
I don't care.
Good luck.
I love the sports talk, guys.
I love the who's the most clutch superhero of all time? I might have to go with Christian Bale's Batman.
Well, it's definitely not Vision.
Captain Marvel.
Vision is the Kawhi Leonard of the superheroes because he sat out all injured last year.
Senka from Cool Runnings. Clutch.
In fact, I love that movie.
He's the break man.
Love that movie.
Jerry West, 6'3".